More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Next week, the Boise Contemporary Theater will begin previews for its latest production, The Christians. It's a play about a pastor, a congregation, and one sermon that will challenge the faith of its church. Joining us today to talk more about the upcoming performance is producing artistic director Benjamin Burdick. And it's always good to have you on the program.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's always good to be with you. I appreciate all you do.
So tell us a little more about the play and what it's about.
Well, without giving too much away, I mean, it was a pretty good summary there. Yes, it's about Pastor Paul, who started with a storefront church. And over the course of many years, the congregation grew and grew, and they outgrew their spaces until they built this this huge mega church and with, you know, thousands of congregants. And as he says in the play, a baptismal font the size of a swimming pool, you know, a coffee shop, a bookstore, so has built up this super successful church, and has a crisis of conscience along the way, and as many of us do. And instead of sort of thinking about it or talking about it in private and trying to work through it, he delivers a sermon to the entire congregation that shakes the foundation of what they believe or what they have believed up to a certain point, and how that one conversation really shapes a bunch of conversations after, and on a sort of deeper level, what it means to believe and what it means when someone believes something so strongly that they will go to any length to promote that belief. And so it just is it's a beautiful play that asks, it's really, you know, it's about faith, and it asks a bunch of questions. And one of the things that I like about it, and it's something that I think BCT does well, is we're not here to answer anything for you. We're here to present the thought-provoking stories that that we do, and then we leave it up to our patrons to come to whatever conclusions they might have in those post-show discussions, mm-hmm. those lively post-show discussions in our lobby. And this play certainly does that, asks a bunch of questions without trying to answer one way or another.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, I mean, Ben, was part of deciding to pick this play around the fact that, you know, exactly what you just talked about, I think those are so many discussions that are happening around our country right now, right? So many questions around faith and around belief and value, right? So did that at all go into your decision to bring this play to BCT?
Absolutely. Yeah. And even beyond faith, and religion, it was, as has happened in the last couple of years to theaters all over the country, this was actually a play that I had chosen for the 2020 and 2021 season. And I think a lot of listeners, and you may remember, Gemma, that was, it was called COVID.
So that
happened, and it just took a couple of years for it to get back into the pipeline. But during that time, when I was thinking about it in 2019, 2020, yeah, there was a lot of conversation. Let me take a step back. There sadly was not much conversation. There was a lot of it's you're either on my side or you're wrong. And the public discourse had really hit a place that it was just hard to fathom. And certainly having grown up in Idaho, I just didn't recognize my home state in terms of the way it was, represented and the way people were treating one another. That was always a hallmark of growing up here, is that we could agree to disagree, but we could certainly have a conversation about that. And that art of conversation certainly during that time seemed to have disappeared. And you know, I have great faith that the pendulum will swing back and we'll be able to have some public discourse that's meaningful and not so fraught. But yeah, that was all during a time as I was picking this play, we were certainly going through that as a country and as a state.
Mm-hmm. And what are you hoping that the community takes away when they see this production? I mean, is it that idea of, you know, I like what you said, right? Like, we can agree to disagree. I mean, that seems to be such a far flung idea now, but it is kind of, I think, in a lot of ways, what has made Idaho so unique is that pre-COVID, people could find a way to exist, even maybe if their ideologies didn't match. And wouldn't that be lovely if we could get back to that space?
Yeah, it is. I think that in terms of what do I hope and expect, you know, what we always strive for here is to create conversation and to create a space where you can have that conversation, you know, whether it's in our lobby or sitting in the theater after a show is done. You know, I can't tell you the number of times a show will end and people will just sit there in the theater for, you know, 15, 20 minutes until we have to ask them to leave so we can clean. So that's, you know, and that's what we strive for. And I hope that's what this play will bring as well, is the time and sort of space to have a conversation about something as meaningful as religion and faith is to a lot of people. And you know, the great thing about this, there is a line in the play where one of the characters says, "You know, I'm doing what God has told me," and another character looks and says to them, "Me too," and they're talking about complete opposite things. And that is, you know, again, just the jumping off point to have this meaningful conversation with people, both folks that you know at the theater. And I think what is always great about BCT is that we often find total strangers having a conversation after the show, just to, you know, discussing what they've just seen. So yeah, it's to open up those lines of communication and hopefully people will think in a different way but think more deeply about what we're talking about, or what this play is talking about, and first and foremost, we hope they enjoy it. I mean, it's a story, it's a beautiful play, and they're there to be entertained. And I think not only will they be entertained, but I think they will have some deeper takeaways as well.
So the play starts next week. How long does it run?
Yeah, our first preview is next Wednesday. That just put a lump in my throat. We have 1 week. So we have 1 week till our first preview, and then it runs Wednesday through Saturdays until May 6th. And there are a couple post-show discussions or talkbacks, as people like to call them. And that is that's the second Friday, so I believe that's the 28th of April. And then the 6th of May at 2 p.m. after the matinee, we have some post-show discussions with the actors and the director.
And then what's next for BCT once this play is wrapped?
Well, we have our summer reading series, which we love to do out at the Botanical Garden and Bogus Basin, partnering with some of our favorite nonprofits around town. A couple of years ago, we started doing that at Kin, down in the bowl, in their grassy sort of bowl there on 9th and Main. So that's been exciting. And then we have our third annual BIPOC Playwrights Festival coming up. So our first
great.
One, yeah, it was in 2021. And we have survived and kept scratching and clawing to make sure that that we get to hear some underrepresented voices on Boise stages. So that's the last week of August. And excitingly, just as a side note, the first year of our BIPOC Playwrights Festival, we had this wonderful playwright from Los Angeles, Juan Alfonso, and we will be doing, this is serious. If people are listening, no one knows this. We're going to be doing the world premiere of the play that we did at the BIPOC Playwrights Festival in 2021. We'll be doing his world premiere of that play next season. So there's a sneak peek into our next season as well.
Well, I love to be the first to know.
I know. So I can't believe I just blurted it out. The board is going to kill me.
Oh, well, board, don't kill him. I mean, come on. It's just, we were just having a conversation. It just came out.
Right. Those right. things happen. And I, you know, a few thousand people or tens of thousands are listening. It's okay. It's okay. Just don't tell your neighbors.
It's good for business, Ben.
There you
anyway.
Go.
It's always lovely to have you on. Really appreciate
thank you,
it. And best of luck with this next production. We've been talking with Benjamin Burdick, the producing artistic director of Boise Contemporary Theater, talking about their latest production, The Christians. The previews begin next week, Wednesday, April 19th. Of course, you can still get tickets. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.